Good morning, Giselle. How are you?
Good, thanks. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. So I'll start off with the first question. Now, sex education is so important. It is so essential for young people to learn. How important is it to get a good sex education and also learn about consent?
I think it's really imperative. I think relationships are a core part of being human. And so I sort of see relationships and sexuality education as part of a life skill set in terms of having those necessary skills, to communicate, learn boundaries, have empathy and respect and care for another, which are not just relevant to a romantic relationship, but in terms of all relationships and all human interactions. So, yeah.
You can learn about it from a young age, but these are skills that you're going to have with you forever,
Yeah,
which is what,
absolutely.
yeah. And now, there is a recent study you conducted from 2021 to 2023, which is so recent. You interviewed teenagers and young people. What did they have to say about their experience learning about sex education?
So the study's actually ongoing. The first two phases have been complete. So that's interviews with both teens and parents. And then it includes semi-longitudinal data. So that means we interview them a year later to obtain their opinions to see if they've changed. And I focused on the teens' data in relation to relationships and sexuality education. So really gaining an understanding of what they were learning in school, what they felt was missing. It wasn't relayed in some of the work that I have published, but we were also looking at their perceptions of pornography and whether that was filling a gap in sexual information. And I think what became most apparent, especially in the semi-longitudinal interviews, which were the interviews a year later, which was super interesting because the young people had become a year older, they were more mature, some of them were becoming sexually active, and they were talking about how sex education really wasn't quite meeting the mark in terms of what they needed and wasn't actually discussing actual sex, which was problematic in their eye because it also created a further taboo around sex as well, because if they felt as if their teachers couldn't talk about it, who were they meant to, and it's meant to be, and if it's meant to be a normal thing, then how can they then express that or gain information around sex and relationships. And so that's why they end up sort of turning to their friends, and it's the blind leading the blind, or turning to, or often they would say they would go to Google because they couldn't speak to their parents and they weren't getting information at school. And how relevant or appropriate is Google in these instances? And so it was Google or porn. So that's what the research was basically looking at.
And my next question is, there is a focus on teachers and how they teach sex ed. So what do you think needs to be done with teachers and how they approach teaching sex ed to students?
So teachers already have such a massive job, like with such an overcrowded curriculum, and the curriculum underwent an overview in the last couple of years, and there's a new 9.0 version which cut some aspects out and included other aspects such as consent. But in an absolute ideal world, the research tells us that a whole school approach is actually best, so that it's not sitting solely within the health and physical education area where it currently sits. It's adopted by a whole school approach. So, relationships and sex ed can be conducted in throughout any, basically any learning area. You could explore identity and gender in English or drama studies. You could look at various histories of different cultures and their sexuality in history. So it doesn't have to be solely sitting within the health physical education area. The other complaint that the teens had was, although some teachers were doing an amazing job and they were using engaging activities and used humor, which always works for sex ed, they also found that the teachers predominantly were sports teachers who hadn't had training and were either reading from the screen or, in the teens' words, reading from the curriculum. And I think sex ed is so important. It's something you can't really get wrong. And because it's so value laden, it's so
It
heavily,
is, yeah.
so heavily attitudes and beliefs. Everyone has an idea of what's appropriate in school, and ideas about sex and sexuality. So it's so heavily value laden, it really needs specific training. So in an absolute ideal world, all teachers would have the necessary training, but particularly those in the health and physical education area. to match the national
Exactly. Yeah.
curriculum.
And everyone has different experiences. So I think, perhaps there are certain people who may need more of those conversations because, as you mentioned, porn and all that, which is, it's quite, I guess, relevant with teenagers or even young people, they have access to that. So it is important to have those, conversations in the classroom, but also outside of the classroom, as you were saying, learning about the history and which is also very important.
Yeah,
Which,
absolutely.
yeah.
And I think part of the problem is that, like you said, it has to be an ongoing conversation, and the research
Yeah.
supports that. And at the moment, the new curriculum or the relationships and sexuality component within health and phys ed only runs till year 10. So it stops before 11 and 12 when they're 16, 17 years old. They're at their most sexually active and where they need it most. And obviously there's a fine balance between they're doing exams, etc., but we've been speaking to young people about what's the best way to navigate that, and they
Yeah.
really feel like they're starved for that information when they need it most.
Yeah. Yeah. And my next question was, what needs to be changed? So if you have any, final comments on what you believe should be the best, I guess, approach to learning about sex ed and also consent as well, because I think consent really, is also very essential when learning about sex.
Yeah, consent is absolutely vital. I think we have what did come across in the interviews was either consent was being brushed over in terms of they were just showing the tea video, which is
Yeah.
fantastic, but they were kind of overshown it, and that was the one educational
Yeah.
resource they were shown. Or they were taught, no means no, yes means yes. And there's
Yeah.
so many complexities to consent in terms of making sure that a sexual scenario is wanted, and receiving that permission and also giving that permission, which would be better with communication skills. So, in terms of answering your question, I think we need more life skills education. So, essentially,
Yeah.
relationships and sexuality education, but more communication skills, more respect and care.
Yeah, and I think well, it's
Yeah.
mentioned in the conversation article, the government is, I think, bringing out more consent. I was reading a bit about that. So hopefully, the government is doing more initiative for more consent and, sex education.
Well, yeah, they have committed to further funding, and they've just renounced their expert-led group to navigate the Consent and Respect for Relationships program. I suppose my concern is a lot of the kids and have sort of said, there's nothing else we did all term. We only talked about consent, and the results of teaching consent in isolation are ultimately devastating, because young people aren't able to have those necessary skills to navigate relationships. It needs to go beyond just obtaining permission. It needs to be showing that respect and care
Yeah.
and building those relational skills. So, yeah, young people were complaining that there was an overwhelming focus on consent. So, I would say moving forward, better training and support for teachers,
Yeah.
making sure we're including some sort of education for year 11 and 12s, whether that's ongoing visiting specialists that come in. Doesn't have to be every week at that age, but just keep that conversation going. Having, including going beyond consent and including communication and necessary skills to develop those relational well-being and skills. And then as individuals outside of the school system, as parents, society members, and individuals, breaking that taboo of sex. And, we live in a sort of a contrary
Exactly.
hyper,
Yeah.
yeah. We live in this contrary culture that's hypersexualized, but also sex is extremely shameful and taboo,
Exactly.
which makes it more of a mystery for perpetrators, and it's part of
Yeah.
the problem. So as individuals, we can all contribute by,
Exactly.
opening up those conversations and
Yeah.
destigmatizing sex as well.
Exactly.